The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte and let's get started. Hey there, sunshine. We are so happy to have you with us today. And if this is your first time visiting with us on Power on Plants, we love hanging out with you. Jared and I absolutely are head over heels over plant-based living and helping you to adopt it in the way that's simple, enjoyable, and delicious. So if you haven't listened before, you have a lot to catch up on. And it's so exciting because there's so many great things here for you. But today, we're talking about something kind of funny. What were you going to say?
Well, you mentioned simple, and I felt like today's topic plays into that because one of the things hear the very first time when we mention plant-based, isn't it hard?
It's so hard. I could never do that.
And we say it's not hard. It's just different.
Right,
and
right.
Today's topic, I think, speaks perfectly to that.
Absolutely.
Because going plant-based, one of the things that you need to know is where to find these products and how to get them easily.
Yeah. Where to find them, how to get them easily. Now, for us, getting them isn't quite as easy, but it is so worth it. We're going to share with you the crazy thing we did yesterday that we do about every 2 months or so, and that's going to Costco. Now, the closest Costco is actually, we have two of them in either direction, east or west, about 2.5 hours away from us.
2.5 hours. Although at one point we had two within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So that was glorious.
It was a little dreamy. Yeah. And you may be wondering, what's all the fuss about Costco? We're going to share with you exactly why, if you're plant-based, you're going to love it. And the thing is that you may have a Costco right down the road from you, and maybe you don't even know it. Check and see where their locations are. It is worth the drive, especially if it's within an hour. Definitely worth the drive.
Or maybe you knew it was there, but you thought, what's the fuss? I mean, it's just
right.
Costco. It's just a big box store, right? Isn't it? I mean, what's the fuss?
Yeah. I mean, people talk to us about Costco for so long, and I just thought that is the craziest thing. There's nothing. It's going to be a bunch of junk in this warehouse store that I'm not going to eat any of that. We eat healthy food, right? And so I didn't know how much money we could save, how good the stuff is. You can get organic items there for the price that you can get conventional, actually cheaper, much cheaper
sometimes
than you can
cheaper.
Buy conventional. And this is why we drive so far. Plus, it's a fun day trip for us. It really can be a lot of fun just to hit the road and go and see what they have that's new, but also just to fill our freezer. Because I'm telling you, sister, when you set your environment up and you have the stuff in your freezer, in your pantry that you need, this is how you make it quick and easy. It's absolutely wonderful to open your freezer and see all of this fresh frozen produce that just lasts a long time too. It really does.
And if you have it within arm's length, Mm-hmm. You will get it.
It's what you'll
use.
You
make it easy mm-hmm. to be successful that way.
Right. If you don't have it there, you're not going to use it if it's not in your environment. But if it is, guaranteed you're going to pick it up because it's just easier, right? We're in a hurry. We're busy. We've got places to go, people to see, and things to do, especially when we start feeling better from eating plant-based. And so we're not held back anymore and we're on the go, go, go. We've got to have meals to make that are quick and easy and simple to prepare. And you've got to have really good fresh ingredients. So, of course, absolutely go to your local farmer, go to your local farmer's market. We do all those things. Look into your CSAs. We can talk about that more at some other time. But we're talking today about this store that is incredible. Now, we've tried some of the other big box stores and we just haven't had the success in finding organics or oil-free, sugar-free. You can find vegan stuff, but it's just not going to be the healthy, whole food, plant-based options that we're looking for. And we leave Costco and we have to, it's not that we can't find what we want there. It's that we find too much of it. And so we have to say, okay, what can we actually fit in our freezer that we're going to use in a certain amount of time? Now for us, that's a lot of stuff because there are six of us in our family, right? We have four children. They're age 10 to age 18. I don't know how that happens so fast.
Three of them are teenagers and the other one eats like a teenager.
They do. And then we eat a lot of food. We do not calorie count, portion control. It's just not necessary when you eat the foods that are naturally low in calories and healthy for your body. And studies have actually shown that sometimes when you add the higher calorie plant-based things like nuts, you can add more calories and still lose weight. I mean, isn't that amazing? Doesn't that just blow your mind? So a calorie is not a calorie, and this isn't just about calorie counting. You got to let all those things go and then find the stores that have those foods that are going to promote your health, make you feel amazing so you can get these results that we want you to get. But this is how easy it is. This one store right here has so many of the things that you want to pack into your freezer, into your refrigerator, and into your pantry that it just makes life dreamy, really. It really makes life dreamy. So, yeah, we have our road trips. We get in the car. We take books. We take music, Lamplighter Audio. If you've never heard of Lamplighter, check it out.
Oh, they're amazing.
They're amazing. Great, wonderful, wholesome stories for the family. We love using those when we go on car trips.
It makes car trips go so much faster because the stories are so engaging. They make them into audio dramas.
Yeah, Mark Hamby has done an amazing thing there.
We'll leave a link in the description.
Yep. And so anyway, Jared, what are your favorite things that we get at Costco? What do you think are the most important items that they carry for whole food plant-based living?
For all of whole food plant-based living?
Yeah, I'm about ready to name off about 200 items right now.
I mean,
now.
I know that we have, our favorites are the frozen fruits and berries because we use that a lot. And we can get them at other places, but a lot of times they're about twice the cost.
Okay, now I'm going to add a lot of them we can't get in other places.
Well, there are
places.
Some, yes.
Yeah, because in our area, even at Whole Foods, we can't find things like frozen pineapple plain, just frozen pineapple organic. Where do you find that? Or frozen cherries. Now, I'm not talking about the red sweetened maraschinos that you used to buy in the jar and put on top of parfaits. These are really good dark cherries. They're super healthy for you. They'll actually help you to sleep better at night. And they just give you things that you don't normally get when you're not eating cherries, right? And so we've got pineapple. We've got cherries, all organic, all in the frozen section. And the wonderful thing about frozen is that they harvest it at the peak of freshness and freeze it right away. So you're not missing out on the nutritional value. So
are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode.
It wasn't picked 3 weeks ahead of time so that it's kind of ripe at the time that you purchase it. It's been allowed to grow to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Then they pick it.
And it tastes that way. I mean,
yeah, you can tell a taste
difference.
The
pineapples are amazing. We even thaw those sometimes and just eat them or use them in fruit salads. Love them in our smoothies. Jared, of course, puts the blueberries and different things on his oatmeal, his famous morning oatmeal. You know about that. So he's got to have his blueberries on there. So you can get wild blueberries. You can get frozen organic blueberries. What else? They have fruit mixes. They have pre-made.
The mixes. They have strawberries, the organic strawberries.
We love
those.
Mangoes.
Mangoes.
Where do you find frozen organic mangoes in big packs? I mean, they're amazing and their prices are incredible. This seriously could be a Costco ad. They ought to be endorsing us right now. But there's no endorsement, no affiliate. We want you to know the easiest and best ways to get your produce that you'll absolutely love. So they taste so good. These berries are just amazing. And berries are wonderful for fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, all these different things that are in the phytonutrients that you get that you don't get if you're not eating your fruits and these berries. If you don't normally eat pineapple, mango, red cherries, start getting them into your life. And Costco is a great place to find those. And please, just for us, if you live close, if nothing else, and you've never been before, get a guest pass, go in and visit. Check out what your area Costco has. You won't believe, but make sure you're reading the labels because they have a lot of stuff that's not healthy too. So anytime you're shopping, like we always say, check the labels. Look for the oils, the added sugars, you know, things like peanut butter. It should have one thing in it. Peanuts. That's it. You know, nothing else. No added oils, no added salt, nothing like that. Why do you need that? It tastes delicious. Costco has their brand of organic Valencia peanut butter. Valencia peanut butter is incredible. Y'all probably heard us talk about that before. We want you to know that's one of the best kinds that you can buy. So Costco carries it and they carry it in a 2-pack and it's so super inexpensive compared to the store brands. It's amazing. And so let's see what else. We left the freezer section.
Well, you were talking about the nut butters. They also have organic almond butters.
Oh, yeah, you love that.
Since we discovered that, that has actually become my personal favorite.
Yeah, you
I don't eat
that.
Peanut butter as much now because mm-hmm. I've fallen in love with the almond butter.
Well, you know, I like my chocolate peanut butter shake. So I make that from time to time. And it's just so good. Just put a little drizzle of peanut butter in there. It seriously tastes like a Reese's Cup drink. I've got the recipe for that in the cookbook. If you want it, it is absolutely amazing. We have that in our cup quite often.
That
makes me think of something else that goes in.
Well,
that.
I just thought about something,
what?
Too, that making nut milks, I have seen in a pinch, when you run out of some of the nuts like almonds, mm-hmm. and if we have almond butter, you can take just a little bit of that, blend it in with water.
Tip.
Because what's in the almond butter? It's just almonds.
Yeah.
That's it.
So you can make nut milk from your nut butters.
Yes.
Jared is throwing the big game-changing tips right now.
I heard you say it, so I'm just recycling your material there. But it just came to mind
that's one thing you could do. I didn't even think about sharing that there. I was thinking about my chocolate peanut butter drink that I love. And, you know, we sweeten a lot of things with dates, with whole fruits. And so, of course, it has dates in there. And guess who else carries Medjool dates? Costco. They carry organic Medjool dates. Usually they're in the produce section.
Right.
You'll find
are.
Them in a little clear container,
plastic
almost
container.
Like what berries
I think it's
would
about
be
2 pounds.
Yeah. They're really, really good.
Great price on it, too.
Absolutely. And there are other things we get in the frozen food section. Going back to that, we love their
mixed veggies.
The mixed veggies are
great for making quick soups in the
game
instant pot.
Changer for instant pot soups. It's amazing. Get those. Load up on those. They're tofu. They have big flats, when you can find it in, of organic tofu. It's really, really good. What else do we love there? Cashews. Get their raw cashews.
Now, raw cashews.
I will tell you, when we were visiting Baton Rouge, I made the mistake of going to that Costco and picking up some cashews that were their brand and just assuming, they're Kirkland's brand. They're going to be great. Get home. I start feeling bad because I've been eating the cashews. Look at the back. They have oil added. So just again, make sure you read the ingredients label because they're raw cashews. If you read on the back, most of the brands that they carry that are their brand of raw cashews, I think it's just the raw cashews that just don't have oil. So check the back. Always check your label. Do not buy anything with added oil. It's just not necessary. They carry organic raisins. 2 packs of Sun-Made. They're organic. They have no added oil, nothing. It's just the raisin. That's it. And then there's just so many things we love at Costco. Heart of Palm.
Ah, yes.
Absolutely delicious. You buy them in glass jars. It's in their main, just on one of their main aisles, you'll find Heart of Palm. It's so good. I'll tell you what I love. I'm developing a recipe right now for our membership that is so delicious, and it's a crabless dip. If you've ever had like a creamy smoked crab or smoked salmon dip, that's what it's like. And I use Heart of Palm to make the crab, the quote crab in that. And it is wonderful.
It has a similar texture to it.
Oh, that excites me. We love it so much. So we stock up on the Heart of Palm there. And the ramen, I mean, whole grain brown rice ramen is absolutely wonderful. It takes, 5 seconds to cook that? And you put my bolognese sauce from the cookbook, or even quicker, the Alfredo sauce. It takes about 1 minute to blend up in your Nutribullet or your Vitamix. Get that in a pot. You cook it just till it boils, and it makes a thick Alfredo.
It cooks very quickly.
I love that sauce. You know, I get more emails about that recipe from our cookbook than any of the other cookbook recipes is Alfredo sauce. It's so, so good. And it's so quick and easy.
Well, I think it's one of those things where if you're leaving dairy, that's one of those things you would think, how in the world could I ever get an Alfredo sauce if I'm not using cream, butter, or something of that nature? And I think it's just, like you say, a complete game changer, because now you're thinking, wow, I can have one of those things that I absolutely love, have it differently in a way that loves me back. I'm not feeling deprived. My mouth is happy. Mm-hmm. I'm happy.
That's it. And that's key right there. You have to be able to do that. Absolutely. So really what Jared's trying to say is, instead of making plant-based food, we take food and make it plant-based. I mean, that's what we're all about. You want to take the foods you love, those foods you're already eating, like the Alfredo sauce, if you like cheesy Alfredo sauce. You've got to know how to make the food plant-based. Instead of making plant-based food and going out and look for plant-based recipes and plant-based food, you want to learn how to make your favorites.
And that's really a huge key to success with this, because those are comfort foods. And we've said that many times there are foods that have memories associated with them. And if you can replicate that, it's a game changer.
Oh, yeah. It'll blow your mind. You won't believe the treasure chest of recipes you're going to develop as you start making recipe upgrades. That's what I call it, because it is. You're taking those old recipes you used to love, and you're learning how to make these upgrades that will change your life. And then you won't hate having to live a certain way to be healthy. There's no reason for that. What is the meaning and purpose in that? And how long is that going to last? It never, never does. So this is what we're all about. And you know who has a lot of the foods for making this happen, for making these recipe upgrades? You know who just happens to have a lot of those foods? Costco. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's so funny, but we just absolutely love their foods. Okay, so we haven't talked about one of your absolute favorites, the thing that lights you up so much that they carry. What were you freaking out about yesterday that you thought they didn't have because they had moved it? And all of a sudden, I'm on the phone with him, and he goes, oh, I don't think they have it. And then he rounds the corner and he finds this aisle, the end cap, I think, stacked up
right
with
next
it.
To the end cap.
Yes, he says, here it is.
There were the oats, which we've seen them at some Costco's, not at others. And the different Costco's regionally may carry different things, or sometimes they run out of a product, they disappear, they get them back in. But we found a very high quality oats inexpensively. Oh. They run about $2 a pound. So you get a 5 pound bag for around $10.
That's unbelievable. Let me tell you, price the price of the organic rolled oats in your grocery store.
But these are even beyond that. They're
sprouted,
glyphosate free, which is Roundup. And they're sprouted.
Mm-hmm.
So nutritionally and organic. So nutritionally, these are pretty much the best that you can get.
Oh, yeah.
And that's an amazing price, because to get something like that elsewhere, you probably pay $4 or $5 a pound.
Right. And
we're able
to
get it to a pound.
Oh, yeah. And they taste absolutely incredible. Jared uses them every morning in his oats. The kids use them in the oats. We make our waffles and pancake, our gluten-free ones that are in the cookbook. We make, favorite is my oat flatbread. I love it. That was the game changer for Robin when she said, look, Anita, this has changed things for me. Do you know how long it's been since I had bread? Because she can't eat gluten. And we have this recipe for gluten-free flatbread.
The oats, they're gluten-free as well.
Oh, yeah.
So even more.
Oh, yeah. So price. Okay. So when you go into your store, price the gluten-free rolled organic oats. and then compare that to $2 a pound. You're not going to find that somewhere else. That's why we love Costco. And this product is a superior product. It is just so, so good. So the brand of these oats is One Degree. They're absolutely wonderful. On the front, there's a little, it's almost like a wreath of oats.
And it says, looks like a wreath made of oats.
All ingredients from farmers we know, so you can spot it. And it's in a, like a, well, you better not go out there and buy those oats. I'm not going to be able to get some when I get there.
That,
I'm giving all my secrets
giving
away.
Out all our secrets. We're not going to be able to find these anymore.
You know what? Maybe they'll stock more of them if we all
well,
go start
that's
buying
true.
Them.
We
right?
vote with Supply. Our dollars, and as we buy more of these products, they're profitable. So what are stores going to sell? They're going to sell what sells?
Supply and demand. Yeah, we've got to get out there and vote with our dollars so that they know they need to carry these products. Listen, we have just scratched the surface here today. We could walk you down every aisle and tell you exactly what we buy in Costco. We pretty much do that inside our membership with the PDF we have that shows what we buy in Costco.
Our shopping list.
But you know, we need to do that sometime in the membership, like take a video and go walking down every aisle of Costco and just show what we buy. That would be so much fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, other examples are fresh produce. We have some fresh produce.
Oh, we didn't even
organic.
Do produce. What in the world? Okay, we've got to tell y'all some of the produce we love. Yeah, so the broccoli, they have packs of organic broccoli, pre-washed, pre-prepared, pre-chopped, ready to eat. They're incredible for using in my broccoli soups, and I make cheesy broccoli casseroles and stir fries. I prefer to do fresh with stir fried, though, because when you buy frozen vegetables, they tend to be softer. And so I usually like for my veggies, except for the mixed veggies, I usually like to use fresh veggies, and their fresh veggies are really good. They have mushrooms, organic mushrooms
organic
in
mushrooms,
big packs.
Organic carrots.
Romaine.
Romaine lettuce. Boxes of spinach, the spring mixes.
Oh, the organic spinach, the zucchini, squash, tomatoes.
Green beans.
Have greenhouse grown. Oh, their green beans organic are fantastic. They're fresh and they come in several pound bags.
Yeah.
We use those for stir fries. We use them to make our green bean casserole, which if you got our holiday guide while it was available, listen, get in there and make that green bean casserole. If you liked old-fashioned country green bean casserole, you are going to love this. We had it again last night. It is so good and comforting and satisfying. And seriously, I think I whipped up a batch of it within 15 minutes after you got
long.
Home with the green beans.
Yeah, it was quick.
Yeah, it's so easy to do. I'm trying to think what else that we just I mean, there's so many things. So many. I can't possibly name them all today. We'd have y'all here forever. But this is what I want you to do. Look and see where one is close to you. If you know there's one there, absolutely go. Just check it out. Get a little guest pass. Go in, see what they have. You really will be surprised when you start looking at the ingredients label at what you can find. You can even find dried fruits. Madeline loves, our daughter loves the mangoes.
Yes.
They're really good. Now, some dried fruits do have oil and sugar added, but the mangoes and the raisins do not. So keep looking. Find your favorites. Don't miss out on Costco if you have one near. And we might be a little envious if you have one near. I'm just saying. Because we've lived with one 20 minutes down the road. We fully took advantage of that. Oh, and if you've got a family like we do, like a family of six, look into their executive membership. It costs a little more, but we always get our money back plus some at the end of the year. It's so easy to do, especially if you have a family of at least four, I would say it'd be
pretty
easy to do.
They give you 2% back on all your purchases. And we always make our money back to pay for the next year's membership.
Yeah,
actually, like you said, a little bit more too.
Yeah, so that's totally worth it. Look into that if you're thinking about joining. But go in, check it out, see what you think. And we're excited to hear about your Costco finds too. Let us know what your favorite products are there. Tag us on Instagram when you go. Take a picture of your Costco trip and let us know what you found in your local Costco.
Power on Plants Official.
Oh, yeah, our Instagram channel. Yeah, I should share that probably.
Yes.
Power on Plants Official is our Instagram channel. Let us know. Tag us when you see something new that you absolutely love in your Costco or when you're just visiting for the first time and say, hey, you know, I listen to your podcast.
Do a selfie in front of the Costco.
Yeah.
We'd love to see it.
Yeah, just letting us know, hey, I'm at Costco. I listened to your podcast episode about Costco, and I wanted to just come over and find out what they had and see all the good stuff.
What all the fuss is about.
What's all the fuss about. Yeah. Well, we have loved hanging out with you again today, Sunshine. Thanks for pulling up a chair and hanging out with us, or going on a walk, or going on a jog, or getting ready. Whatever you're doing today, we are thrilled to be a part of your plant-based journey. We wish you all the best. We cannot wait to hear about your fun trip to Costco. And all the amazing changes you're getting when you implement the strategies we teach you here. And we'll see you next time on Power on Plants.